True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, and there is a lot going on. Of course, the Masters is happening in Augusta. We are keeping you updated literally hour by hour as things continue to change on the leaderboard, and we will get you caught up, of course, this hour as well. Coming up, Grant McCauley is going to join us in about 30 minutes. We will talk more about our Braves. Last night, they come up short. Tonight, is the final game of this series with the Phillies, Mike, and, you know, last night was one of those situations where Grant Holmes, again, didn't pitch terrible, but when you get your pitch count up, you walk guys, you put guys on base, Mike, that comes back to bite you.
Yeah, we've seen that with A.J. Smith-Shawver, and like we don't have a great bullpen. It's going to be a little inconsistent, I guess, is the best way to describe it right now. And Raisel Iglesias, we had the debate about, you know, not having that overpowering stuff or having the big, you know, sort of out pitch you can really blow by batters. It's not really his repertoire. So last night, Austin Riley ties the game, and then unfortunately Iglesias can't hold it down, and you're going to continue to tax, maybe not, you know, this week or next week, but you can't get starters to get into the sixth inning.
Right.
Your bullpen every night's got to keep doing this. So, and ironically, Chris Sale hasn't been as sharp as we'd expect him to be, but you got to win this one because losing two out of three from the Phillies, the good news is we're going to talk about in a second getting some guys back in this rotation and in this lineup, but man, still, Carl, to be this bad 3 weeks into the season? Yikes.
It's a problem. So we got to find a way tonight. More on that with Grant coming up. Also, guys, we have continued to talk about the draft and what's been going on. And, Mike, as we talk about one particular guy, and by the way, I think you said this to me. We were talking about, you know, the dogs at 4 o'clock and kind of talking about spring ball recruiting and all the things that are going on, G-Day game this Saturday. And you were talking about, you know, guys coming into the league and – who's ready? Here's the thing, and I'm only saying this because part of the discussion, and it's not Mike and I, this is something that people are talking about that are draft pundits and people who, you know, do this every day, and that is the production level of the dogs that we expect to be drafted high, right? How many guys do you expect to be in the first round? What's the estimation? Four? We're not even including the offensive linemen, guys. Right. They have arguably the second or the first best center in this draft. We hadn't even discussed him, Mike. We've been focused on the defensive guys.
And I know that and I just mentioned Mel Kiper. He had three dogs going in the first round. I think it was Carolina for Jalen Walker, and then it was the Green Bay Packers, 23 for Michael Williams, and if memory serves, wherever the Ravens are, 27 or 28 for the Ravens. So three guys in the first round, still nothing to sneeze at, and we'll see how many total dogs go in the draft because it's funny. You don't really think of this year's offensive line, especially after that Sugar Bowl loss, as being elite, but they're going to put guys in the league.
Yeah, Tate Ratledge is going to be, you know, another guy that's drafted. Here's the thing, though. Drafting Michael Williams, and Williams has all the measurables. He's got everything you want, okay? When you start talking about, hey, this is what I need in my edge guy. But if we stay at 15, and there is a chance he could be there. Some people, depending on what drafts you look at, you know, as far as position rank, this is like, where is he ranked? Abdul Carter is number one on everybody's list as far as edge, okay? Meaning if you get a chance to get him, that's going to be the first guy off the board. But Michael's ranked, Mike, depending on what you look, fourth or fifth. if you're the fourth or fifth best edge rusher in your class, or at least ranking-wise, that means more likely he's going to be there. And the point I'm getting to is, even with the measurables and all the thing that looks good, I said this to Mike, what if they have somebody graded better than Michael and decide to go with him? Are you going to have an issue with the bias of they don't take Georgia players?
No, I mean, as much as we've talked about it, look, I think the time and place to take Georgia players has been the last 10 years. You know, I mean, last 25 years. Hell, for the Falcons, the last 50 years. But now, this is one where, I mean, you don't, you know, do it just to say, hey, we drafted a Georgia
player. That's right.
Now, we've drafted Georgia players, but they're always in the sixth round, the seventh round. Sometimes they don't make the team. You know what I mean? Like, the highest drafted player from Georgia, I talked about this a few weeks ago. It was like a middle, it's like a linebacker, middle of the road, third round.
Right.
So it's just, you don't really see them doing that, and you don't do it just to do it. But unless you feel Michael Williams is a perfect fit for your version of what this 3-4, this, you know, this Ulbrich version of Dan Quinn's defense is going to look like.
Yeah. See, that's how I feel. And that's not being biased.
He might be a better fit than Pierce from Tennessee or Mike Green from Marshall.
Correct. But what if Shamar Stewart on their board is higher than Mike Green and Michael, and they're both sitting there?
Right.
So I think we've got to temper that a little bit and say, yes, it'd be great if it makes sense and this is the best guy. I just don't think we can get caught up in saying these guys are the best guys because they played at Georgia necessarily. And I know that's saying a lot because we've seen other dogs go elsewhere, Philly, and have great success. But I'm curious about this because everybody is just, oh, you know, and they do. Jalen, I think, is going to be gone, okay? I think he's number two on the board for most teams. When you talk about edge rushers, Abdul will be top five. Right. Jalen's going to be the next edge rusher I think is gone. And then we start talking about Shamar, Mike Green, and Michael. And if all three are there between 11 and 15, Mike, and you love one of these dudes, we've been saying it. I've been saying it. Go get them. But I cannot get caught up in saying we got to draft a dog. James Pierce, guys, may be a real ball player.
Right.
Now, the problems that we've heard about or whatever, what if you say, guess what, talent overwhelms, Mike. This guy is too talented for us to not take a chance on him. And I'm just throwing names out there that maybe you're familiar with, but these are names that we will hear on draft night, specifically in the first round, I think. But he's ranked right now like the fifth or sixth best edge rusher.
Right. Now, again, and whether or not you feel that all the interest in an offensive tackle was just simply a smokescreen because there are projections for offensive tackles to go anywhere between 10 and 20, and maybe we're just kicking the tires to create a sense of, you know, interest or urgency for maybe someone to trade with us. I don't know. Or, you know, maybe we do take an offensive tackle, which will freak people out. But you could also argue protecting Michael Penix Jr., regardless of us getting the quarterback on the ground, if you can't protect his blind side, we're dead in the water because this team's going to have to score four touchdowns a game for this defense to be survivable anyway.
Mr. Yo hits us up.
Yo!
Avid listener. And he says, Dukes, man, I keep talking about, you know, this guy we discussed. He's awesome. He is the Georgia center. He's ranked as one of the best. I think he's the second best center ranking-wise, if you know, depending, again, who you talk to. Jared Wilson is his name. And he says to me, Dukes, you keep saying no, no, no. No, I keep saying no to the first pick.
No, second round.
You're not taking Jared Wilson at 15. That is my no. It is not that I disagree with, hey, if you want to go center and you want to retool this offensive line and you feel like you need to upgrade. Mike's been saying it. Hey, do you feel like you have the guys to protect Michael Penix?
Right.
So I'm not saying no.
Centers generally don't go in the first round as it is.
No, and I don't care how dynamic they are. So it's not that Jared Wilson can't play. He's great. I can't take him with the fifth pick. That's my issue.
No, if you want to trade down to the end of the first round and take a center and you feel this guy's going to be the bedrock like an Alex Mack type because you like what you have with Neusel, but this guy comes out of the box. But again, I know he grades out, but what was he doing at Georgia? What was he doing against Ole Miss? What was he doing against Notre Dame? I mean, under the entire line struggle, I'm just saying.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, like, again, all these guys.
6'3", 310, checks all the boxes.
Yeah, there's a kid, I think, out of North Dakota, Mike. Gary Zabel, I think, is his name. And the draft pundits have been talking about him. The kid, Drew Kendall is his name, out of Boston College, I believe. He's another kid that's ranked high as center. But Jared Wilson, he's 1, 2, or 3. So either way, you know, but I don't think that's what we're doing, guys. I'm just being honest with you.
I mean, you could take a flyer on guys, the kid from Ohio State. A lot of the mock drafts I do, Seth McLaughlin is there from Ohio State. Pretty good size. Maurice Smith from FSU would be there later rounds. Maybe if we have a six-round pick or we move up to get one.
See, that's the other thing. With limited picks, that means you have to be on point. If you're telling me we're staying with first, second, fourth, and 2 sevens, we got to be on point. I don't think we keep the sevens. That's another thing. I mean, everybody just is like, oh, we got two sevens. I don't think we keep them, but we'll see draft night.
It depends. As I said, you guys look at all these draft valuations, and I'm looking right now at Walter Football. Okay, they you just mentioned the kid from North Dakota. They've got Zabel, I should say, at one, McLaughlin two, and they've got Jared Wilson three.
Yes, that one, two, or three. So either way, I'm just saying, like, it depends on who you talk to.
Or they like Neusel, and we'll just take a flyer on a center later in the draft, and maybe that's where they roll.
Look, I if we take a center, then you're telling me you wholeheartedly, as a staff and as an organization, trust everything about last year's class. That's what you're telling me. And I don't know if we are in that position, Mike, to say, you know what, these guys played enough and I feel good about them. I don't know if they're in that position. They feel good about them, but I don't know if they played enough for that we, as a fan base, go, yeah, you know what, we can go ahead and draft a center. You draft a center if we knew all these guys and Trice and all these other guys that we've been talking about can play. We don't know that.
No, again, as we said, generally centers don't go in the first round, but Daniel Jeremiah, to your point, has Zabel going to the Cardinals.
Yes.
So, I mean, that would be 16. That's right after us. So, now again, we don't really – they haven't said much about Neusel. When they had the first right of refusal, no one came at him. So his deal, he was making less than $1 million, so he goes up to maybe three or whatever it is. But it haven't been a lot of buzz. So I don't know if center is on the radar, but – whether how or what the priority is for center, as you said, whether they take a flyer late or commit a big time draft equity early in the draft, like second round.
But understand this about, and while we're talking centers, and I don't even know how we got here. Oh, Mr. Yo, Zabel is a guy that's out of North Dakota State. He's not out of the SEC. And my point is,
but he's perfect for us because we love guys from the Montanas and North Dakota.
No, Mike, I'm saying that this idea that all the best players, this guy's ranked number one at his position, and he went to North Dakota State. Now, he's a big dude. He's 6'6", 315 or whatever. But the fact is, this is not an SEC guy. But yet, here he is on the board, and Mike's telling you that, you know, one of the guys that we trust a lot, and Daniel Jeremiah, is like, hey, Cardinals might take him in the first round. He's talented. He's big. Obviously, he's shown them that he can do the job, and he's got all the intangibles.
Percentage-wise, like 20%, 30%, your percentage. You have 5-to-1 odds, 10-to-1 odds, we're going to go offensive line in the first round?
Small percentage, yes.
I mean, we started the conversation talking about protecting Penix Jr.'s blind side. You know, no one wants to say Caleb McGarry's not that good, but, I mean, he's good going forward. He's not as great going backwards. We know that. So I don't eliminate that as a possibility. I'm just saying. We've covered every single angle. Thanks to the Falcons, by the way, for bringing NFA burgers today.
Yeah, thank you guys, by the way.
Good guys. And I told Bassett, he's not going to change my opinion on what you do on draft night, but it was a great burger.
No,
but anyway,
it was great.
But as far as the options, I think edge rush, but you and I have discussed it at length. They may believe in the guys that we just haven't seen yet.
Oh, they do. I believe they do. I think, again, the problem there is, though, that do you believe in them enough that you...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix...
Or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't get more reinforcements.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.